My dear brothers and sisters in Christ, today in the Franciscan Order we celebrate the feast of St. Bernardine, one of the great reformers in the early centuries of the Franciscan Order, and a great saint known for, among other things, his promotion of devotion to the name of Jesus. We even have a feast day that was instituted in the Universal Church by the Pope after the teachings and example of St. Bernardine. We even have a window here in the chapel, the one up in the corner there with the IHS, that recalls that devotion which he promoted. In our readings today, then, we hear in the first reading from the Acts of the Apostles of the power of the name of Jesus. St. Peter says, "In the name of Jesus Christ the Nazarene, whom you crucified, whom God raised from the dead, in his name, this man stands before you healed." And then in the gospel, we hear of what it means to be a follower of Christ. St. Bernardine was a great missionary priest. He traveled by foot all over Italy after he was ordained and appointed as a preacher, preaching the gospel of Christ and calling people, above all, to conversion and to follow Jesus. As we hear in this gospel reading, means to be homeless in this world, and to follow Jesus on his mission of salvation, wherever it leads. And for those of us, we hope we are all among those who follow Jesus to the very end. And that always means, in one way or another, becoming crucified with him. Many who choose to follow Jesus and who are faithful to that calling, to that invitation, know what it means to be rejected, as Jesus was, by family members, by friends, who prefer not to be converted and remain attached to the world. And those are the dead to whom Jesus refers in this gospel reading, those who choose the world over him. And Jesus calls all of us. He's the way, the truth, and the life, that name by which we're saved and none other. And he calls others to him through us. And sometimes those hardened hearts just don't want to be converted, and our invitation to them sounds like a reproach. And so we end up rejected, as was Jesus, and as is Jesus still to this day, so often. And our Lord calls us to make a choice. No one who sets a hand to the plow and looks to what was left behind is fit for the kingdom of God. And by this, we understand the incompatibility of the world with the kingdom of God, the world which is the city of man, as St. Augustine says, where sin rules, where egoism is the rule, versus the kingdom of God, where holiness and order, God's order and God's law, are the rule. And St. Bernardine, then, one of the things that he was noted for was his great love for purity. He would not allow into his mind or into his heart any impure thought. And he also devoted a great deal of his preaching to denouncing the many vices of his age. And the importance of a clean heart, he makes very clear. He who was a preacher, a missionary, who traveled the land calling people to Jesus, and thus fulfilling that commandment or that desire of our Lord to be the light of the world, he says the following in one of his sermons. When we have been enlightened, and in that same light behold the light of heaven, rightly may the Apostle Paul say to us, once you were darkness, but now you are light in the Lord. Walk as children of light. So this name, the name of Jesus, must be proclaimed, that it may shine out and never be suppressed. But it must not be preached by someone with sullied mind or unclean lips, but stored up and poured out from a chosen vessel. All of us are called to be that chosen vessel, carriers and proclaimers of the name of Jesus. And therefore, we must reject the vices of the world. In our day, our culture, when people try to define our culture or describe it, one of the words that's often used is hedonism, this disordered love of pleasure, where that becomes the principal objective of life, which of course is incompatible with true love and charity, because it's driven by selfishness and also, in the end, degrades the human person and causes people to become objects to be used for the pleasure that they can give. And so this purity that St. Bernardine teaches, and which is straight from the Holy Scripture, is so important. We today, living in a culture of death, where our morals, the morals of society, have been greatly eroded and are continuing to be eroded, we must renounce this within ourselves, reject impurity in its many, many forms. One example, television. Television is the public channels, as well as what's on cable television, for instance, is so full of impurity. And oftentimes, it's a subtle attack on Christian values, and sometimes it's not so subtle. But our Lord told us, blessed are the pure of heart. And St. Paul, to whom St. Bernardine was compared, in fact, the Pope called him a second Paul, says, uncleanness, let it not be so much as named among you, or obscenity, or foolish talking, or scurrility. We want to be like St. Bernardine, inasmuch as God calls us to all be preachers of the gospel, and as St. Francis said, through our example, we want to be the light of the world, and so we must